Chapter 15. A wistful smile pointed by a suspicion of mockery. She turned away. And you, Monsieur Mills? She asked. I am going back to my books, he declared with a very serious face. Why, adventure is over. Each one to his love, she bantered us gently. Didn't I love books too, at one time? They seem to contain all wisdom, and hold a magic power too. Tell me, Monsieur Mills, have you found amongst them in some black-letter volume the power of foretelling a poor mortal's destiny, the power to look into the future? Anybody's future. Doc Mills shook his head. Dot what, not even mine? She coaxed as if she really believed in a magic power, to be found in books. Mills shook his head again. Oh, I have not the power, he said. I am no more a great magician than you are a poor mortal. You have your ancient spells. You are as old as the world. Of us two, it's you that are more fit to foretell the future of the poor mortals on whom you happen to cast your eyes. At these words she cast her eyes down, and in the moment of deep silence I watched the slight rising and falling of her breast. Then Mills pronounced distinctly, "Goodbye, old enchantress." They shook hands cordially. "Goodbye, poor magician," she said. Mills made as if to speak, but seemed to think better of it. Dona Rita returned my distant bow with a slight, charmingly ceremonious inclination of her body. "Bon voyage and a happy return," she said formally. I was following Mills through the door, when I heard her voice behind us raised in recall. "Oh, a moment. Dot dot I forgot dot dot," I turned round. The call was for me, and I walked slowly back wondering what she could have forgotten. She waited in the middle of the room with lowered head, with a mute gleam in her deep blue eyes. When I was near enough she extended to me without a word her bare white arm, and suddenly pressed the back of her hand against my lips. I was too startled to seize it with rapture. It detached itself from my lips, and fell slowly by her side. We had made it up and there was nothing to say. She turned away to the window and I hurried out of the room. Part 3. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.